That's what it says in the Yearbook podcast, which is a sportscast for nurses. I'm Doug. We're looking at basketball. The MAC, the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference, held a men's basketball triple header this past Saturday. Now, your car battery didn't suddenly fly out of your car. There's nothing wrong, which we wind up saying a lot on this podcast. There's nothing wrong. We were just checking the exact date. That would be January 27th we're referring to when they held this triple header at the Nassau Coliseum on Long Island, New York. To set this up, the MAC is made up of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut colleges and universities, all historically basketball schools. The three games were Fairfield, Quinnipiac, then Marist, Monmouth, with Iona, Manhattan third on a day with perfect weather when the traffic in and around New York City to get to Nassau Coliseum was very light. Seriously, there wasn't much traffic to be had. On this day when fans impressively strolled around the arena decked out in all the different schools' team colors, all the different variations of the participating schools' team colors, more than half the conference schools were there on the same site in the same day. On the same day, former head coach Tom Pokora, out of basketball actually, coaching-wise, for 2 years, he returned to Long Island as an assistant with Quinnipiac. This is literally right across the street from where he was the head coach of Hofstra for years. Literally, if you drive across the street, you leave the Coliseum and drive across the street, you are at Hofstra's athletic complex, the part of campus where Tom Pokora spent most of his time for all those years. And it's not like there's eight rows of train tracks that no one would ever walk across, a giant retaining wall or a river that nobody's allowed to swim in. No. Get out of your car and walk across the street from the Coliseum, and you are at Hofstra University. On this same day that the Quinnipiac Pep Band played Brass Bonanza, the defunct NHL Hartford Whalers' most enduring legacy. It should be their cool logo, but instead their enduring legacy is the song Brass Bonanza. This wasn't a hockey game. Oh yeah, Quinnipiac is in Connecticut. On this day when the Fairfield and Quinnipiac mascots, the Stag and the Bobcat, respectively, were nice, even to reporters. On this day when the Quinnipiac cheerleaders sat three deep along a crowded baseline underneath one of the baskets. Now, this is not based in fact whatsoever. We don't know the answer to this. We assume sitting in the back for the cheerleaders is reserved for freshmen. Whoever is sitting back there, it is difficult, if not impossible, to actually see the basketball game that's happening right in front of your face. On this day, when all this was happening, Monmouth University took the court for the second game, and fans got to see one of the most unique strategies in college basketball in action. Coach King Rice of Monmouth almost never calls timeout. Through 21 games updated this season so far, Monmouth has called only 43 timeouts. That is just slightly over two per game. Five times this season, the Hawks have called just one timeout the whole game, twice against Lehigh and Siena. If you can believe this, they went an entire game without calling a single timeout. Now, on display Saturday is, okay, when does Coach Rice think it's necessary to call timeout? Well, he used one. He called time in a tie game with under seven to go against Marist. The Hawks had blown a 13-point lead, and in so many words, this is not a quote, but in so many words, he said his team was frantic and needed to settle down. He actually said he didn't have anything to tell them, so in the movie, he gathers everybody together and just says, that's it, break. But he said he didn't have anything to tell them, just wanted them to settle down after the stoppage. They went out and settled down and put Marist away by 13, and that was the only timeout he used in the game. Those inside the program say it's his coaching style. That's how he coaches, and he always has. They actually say that this year his use of timeouts is up slightly, but he has always not called timeouts. He believes in letting his players, King Rice does, play through it, whether it is adversity or it is trying to handle prosperity with a big lead. He likes his players to play through it. The level of competition doesn't matter. He only used two each against Seton Hall, Virginia, and Kentucky. The score sometimes, but in general, doesn't matter. Now, of course, the Hawks, yes, they still do have access to all the media timeouts, the injury stoppages, and they can sneak in talks while the other team calls timeout for sure. But in this day and age when everybody says the game is overcoached, you need to limit timeouts. The NCAA actually did limit timeouts, and it's like millennials. They don't like sports that are longer than 12 minutes. We have to shorten the games. Monmouth's games are fast. King Rice just lets his team play. Now, no one's writing a book about the King Rice method because the Hawks currently have a losing record, but he's a winner. He's won 55 games the two previous seasons, and the team is on the upswing here late in the season, so that may bode well for next season for Monmouth. We were just fascinated watching the strategy in action front and center. That's it.